Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
And welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle.
And we are back here for another episode
That's right. Full
of shenanigans. Actually, we are going to be talking about quite a spicy topic, an ongoing topic, the Astrofest incident and what is going on with that since we last discussed it. Quite a bit has been going on. So we want to talk about that. Also, we're going to be playing a little bit of a game today. Can we just appreciate this box?
Okay, but it's the cutest box she made because we're playing a very fun game today where I'm sure you guys have seen it on YouTube, but we have a little box. You put an item in and then the other person guessed what the hell it is. We thought it would be fun to do. And Corelli made the cutest box. It's all colorful, has flowers. It has little mushrooms on the side.
I know. You put so much work into this.
I was like, can you make a box?
Yeah. I thought she was just going to cut a hole in a shoebox.
Yeah, but like, no, put like a little happy face on it.
Beautiful box. So we will be using this for future time to play this game.
Dude,
is there
so
a name
crafty
for this game?
I have no fucking clue.
What's in the box?
What's in the box challenge?
Is that what it's called?
I have no idea, to be honest.
What are you touching?
What is that?
You never know what it could be. It could be a tarantula.
What's in my hand?
It will not be a tarantula.
A used condom.
It will not be. Not from me. Better not be from you.
Okay, it's definitely not going to be anything disgusting like that. But
no,
we have some interesting items. I'm really excited for you to guess what I picked out.
I know, me too.
And next week, we will be doing our holiday episode, the annual Seshmas. So look forward to that, guys. It's going to be really fun. It's finally starting to cool off here in Colorado. We're hoping that it'll, you know,
maybe snow
catapult us into the holiday spirit because it's been really hard to get into it.
Yeah. No, Corelli and I were just talking about in the living room how we both feel like it's still August. I don't know why my brain is stuck on August still.
Me too.
Yeah. I can't believe it is what? December 9th, dude.
Yeah. What on earth?
Christmas is in like 2.5 weeks, not even.
It's very strange. I mean, throughout our whole childhood, it always snow for the first time in like October. Last year it snowed in, I think, September.
Yeah. We haven't had anything in Denver. No
snow
at
all.
Literally nothing.
Well, it's been record-breaking, strange weather. But they're saying we might get snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
I heard we were getting like 12 inches of snow, something like ridiculous.
12 inches?
Like it was like, it was like double digits of snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God.
This was a couple days ago, but it could have changed, but it was like 12 inches of snow.
What the hell? Okay, so it says it's not supposed to start snowing actually till like 5 a.m. tomorrow.
Ugh.
Only going till 10 a.m.
Right before the commute. Perfect timing.
It was like, that's such a dick move. Colorado, the first snow of the winter, you're going to do
like,
that.
Listen, you bitches have been complaining that I'm not snowing. And now like, when I give
no
you snow,
problem.
You're complaining that it's cold.
Challenge accepted. Yeah, I don't think it's going to snow. Honey, let's see. Partly cloudy this evening. Then some snow showers after midnight. Chance of snow, 60%.
This
snow
evening?
Well, going into tomorrow, starting late. Well, I guess, I don't know. It says starting at 5 a.m., but then it says only accumulation of less than 1 inch. So I don't know where you're getting that double digits. Maybe in the mountains.
Let me look for it. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a light dusting.
But it's so weird that we literally haven't had any.
Have you put up your Christmas tree?
No. Oh, I haven't put up my Christmas tree because, well, I always buy a real tree every year.
Yeah, you do. Good for
you. It is a tradition for me. I learned it from my father. And anyways, so
I learned it from my father.
From my father. He's always gotten a real tree. We always go pick out our trees. But anyways, he was putting his up last weekend. I was helping him do it. And then his stand just like literally crapped out while the tree was just sitting in the stand. So it was like starting to fall over. We were all panicking. So Roberta's just standing there holding it, my stepmom. And then we had to like call John up to have him come and bring our stand so that he could use it. So then I had to wait for my new stand to come in the mail.
Oh, and it's not
very
here yet?
Dramatic. No, it came in last night, but I don't have time today to go get it. So I'll probably go get my tree tomorrow. But that's going to be December 10th. I feel like a loser. Normally, granted, my other Christmas decor has been up since the day like after
same
fucking Halloween.
Same.
But I'm very
I put
sad
up my village on November 1st. But I finally got the tree up this week. I just still haven't put up all the ornaments. I keep getting through like a little section and then I get like, I don't know, distracted.
Distracted, yeah. It's like, eh.
And I can't find this one box of ornaments from my childhood and it's driving me nuts. Aww. And I'm like stressed out that Josh threw it out. You never know. But it's like a decorated box that says Kendall's childhood ornaments. So I'm hoping he didn't throw that out. Oh, no, boy. I know he didn't. They're somewhere in the garage. I just need to go like search for them. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like it's very Christmassy. Me either. Especially because I think the main thing is because it has not snowed at all. I'm so confused.
Which I guess people were, you know, Arizona, California, Florida, you guys are used to that every year, not having any snow around the holidays. How do you guys get into the Christmas spirit?
I was just thinking that the other day. I was like, damn, I was like, all like these Western states or like states where it never snows or it's not cold. It's like,
it's the normal.
Yeah. I would say this is normal for them.
Yep.
It literally feels like beginning of fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredibly weird.
It's also, not only has it not snowed, it's been hella warm. I saw this tweet and it was like, the warmth in Colorado, like I love it, but I'm also concerned.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Yeah. Same.
It's very weird.
I don't know, man.
It's supposed to snow up to 3 feet in the mountains.
Okay.
Tonight and tomorrow.
That makes more sense.
Less than a quarter inch in Denver.
I guess the mountains have gotten absolutely no snow. Like, people are usually skiing by now. No one.
I haven't seen anybody skiing. Reported
anything. I saw a TikTok of someone trying to ski and they were, I don't even know where it was, but it was literally slush and mud and they were like walking through it.
Ew.
It
looks
so awful.
Damn. I actually bought a ski really pass bad. This year.
It's pretty scary.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. You're going
to
go skiing?
I haven't been since I went to college, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't skied since college either.
It's been a long ass time. I grew up skiing all the time, though.
Same. I used to be on a fucking ski team.
Yeah, that's
I used
hilarious.
To go every weekend for like 2 years.
And did you enjoy that?
No. I hated it. I hated it so much. I mean, I will say it's beautiful, obviously. I'm very lucky that I got to ski.
Yeah, but just because you live by beautiful mountains doesn't mean you have to love to ski.
No, I'm just, I mean, like, I am terrified of skiing and heights. It's the chairlifts freak me out so bad. I just hate them. I hate getting on. I hate getting off. I hate when you pick up too much speed and you can't stop yourself. I've had some gnarly fucking falls.
I was telling John the other day, I was like, I'm kind of nervous to ski. He's like, it's like riding a bike. He's like, you'll pick it up. But then I was like, no, the thing I'm scared most about is getting off the chairlift. And he was like, that's the easiest part.
No, it's not, John.
I like have to, and I still would have to like mentally work, prepare myself. I'm like, okay, 20 feet. Cause you don't want to have a spill. And then they have to stop the chairlift and you look like an idiot. And then people are annoyed. It's like,
I get more stressed out for some reason boarding it.
Really?
Like when you have to sit there and get ready for it coming, I'm like, I get so stressed out. It's going to like smack into me or I'm going to fall right before it picks me up. It's going to drag me all the way. And yeah, I've had some really bad falls. Like one time I straight up went so far and lost all my shit along the way. Like both gloves, my boots, my like everything. Oh, and then my friend Kristen just had to follow down behind me and slowly gather up everything. And I was just laying at the bottom like, dude, I don't think I can make it to the bus.
Good.
I'm really not doing well.
Oh my God.
No, but I'd like to ski again. That sounds really fun. I'd like to try. I mean, I want my kids to get to experience it. And I don't want Josh just taking them up there. And then it's like, oh yeah, mom, she can't do anything. She's afraid of everything. Let's go.
Mom's in the lodge drinking Bloody Marys.
Yeah, that's more my speed. The hot chocolate Bloody Mary mix in the lodge. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. That was like probably my favorite parts of going to skiing was fucking going to get lunch in the lodge.
Oh yeah, that was so much fun.
I was like, this is the best part. And taking off your boots at the end of the day.
How often did your parents put you in ski school though?
I had ski lessons, like a day lesson, I think once. And I was, you know me, have extreme separation anxiety, especially as a kid. I was like, I was like, I will never do that again, ever. I was like, you want me to learn to ski? Father, you're teaching me how to ski.
What's so funny is I had really bad separation anxiety too. Like I never liked camps or
schools
or anything like that. But my parents just made me.
Oh, well, and I would just cried the whole time.
I would too.
They were like,
sick.
What are you doing?
My thing was going to the ski school and then getting sick. Yeah. But I remember just feeling so like nauseous and uncomfortable, like even just being with all these kids I didn't know.
Random and, like, kids. And I was always afraid they would lose me.
Yeah.
And all these like, I don't make friends with randos easily.
No, me either.
Like some kids just start talking to the other kid. I'm like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know who you are.
Leave me alone.
Where's my dad? Get out of this. Yep. So my dad taught me.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about Astroworld and this new $10 billion lawsuit. Guys, it is not looking good for Travis Scott. So Brett Kuhn and Associates, the Houston law firm that's representing 1,547 concert goers from Astroworld Festival tragedy, has announced this massive lawsuit on Monday, December 6th. And the lawsuit is against Travis Scott and the concert organizers involved in the festival. If you don't recall, the tragic event happened back on November 5th. Wow.
I know.
Already a month ago?
I know. I didn't.
Time is flying.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But this happened at NRG Park, and it resulted in 10 casualties and hundreds of injuries. It was absolutely horrific. We did do a full episode on it if you would like to see. However, that was, I believe, 3 or 4 days after it had first happened. So we just pulled whatever information we could at the time. But it is a pretty, just the whole thing was so shocking.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Absurd. Like, no one expected something like that to happen. And yeah. I think, I mean, even in our episode, we talked about how there must be some other element
to this.
Or we thought maybe there was that police report that someone was going around drugging people.
Right.
That ended up being just not true. I don't know if the police got bad information or what. But yeah, we were trying to kind of understand how that many people could have been injured and killed at a concert. You know, it's just like hard to wrap your mind around. You're thinking there's got to be some other element to this, but there really wasn't. It's just pure negligence.
Yeah. Really just so, so sad. But yeah, I guess Brent Kuhn and Associates have represented high profile mass tragedies across the country for the last 35 years. So yeah, I mean, they're not messing around with this.
No, they believe they're best suited for this case because the number of victims that selected their firm to represent them, like a lot of people already just went to them and they've had experience, you know, with tragedies such as this, such as plant explosions and product recalls. Brent Kuhn used to run a promotion company for 20 years and is familiar with how, you know, events like Astroworld are supposed to be planned and
which
played
I think
out.
Is key to have someone that knows what should it be, like the what the right way is to do it.
Absolutely. So Brett is working with Dr. G. Keith Still. Dr. G. Keith Still, a world-renowned crowd surge stampede expert. And
that's
he's working with the firm and providing advice on what officials should do to make sure that this never happens again.
Yeah, I think it's great that they're doing this. And I guess the firm is demanding legislative action, including crowd control planning. Of course, you know, specialists to try and certify these events, essentially mandating training programs for event preparation, and then obviously criminal liability for any wrongdoing. So, yeah, I mean, like we said, this was preventable. That's the most irritating part of it all is this was completely preventable, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was preventable. If he wasn't amping people up before it even started for years, he has a history of rallying people to just go crazy, to bust through security, bust down barricades and shit like that. Oh. And then, you know, he knew, they were aware that people had broken in right through the barricades during this concert. And it could have just been called off before it even began. And none of this would have happened. We wouldn't even have this conversation right now.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So frustrating.
Yeah. Because it's not like some, you know, freak accident or like one person deciding to do something evil.
Right.
You know, this was, it's not, because that's almost more out of your control to an extent, but you know, you obviously can't prevent every bad thing from ever happening, but this is inexcusable.
Well, when you think about it too, what if someone had came in with something bad? Since security was compromised and people were just running in, you'd think that'd be enough of a reason to cancel the show because your security is compromised.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I don't understand.
Especially at a huge event like that.
Right?
It's
really mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's really terrible. So anyways, in a statement, Brent said, everyone associated with these events has a power to halt the show, especially if it's resulting in attendees' injuries. He states that it is so disappointing and some defendants have publicly misstated or downplayed their responsibilities, which again is ridiculous. And he's mostly talking about Travis.
Who has definitely downplayed.
Yeah. He alleges that no one involved in Astroworld ever made an effort to stop the show once it got out of control, and anyone on Travis's team could have, you know, made the decision to stop it and calm the crowd down, but they didn't. And then he said, quote, trying to publicly dodge culpability is irresponsible and inconsistent with what really goes on behind the scenes in these events. I know. I run them, and I have had to stop one and did so before anyone got hurt. It's part of the job. Boom, right there. It's ridiculous. The firm filed a request with the Harris County District Court to consolidate all the cases involved, and the hearing is scheduled for December 13th. So not far.
Yeah. Now. Actually, will the episode be up by the time that that happens?
Not quite.
Not quite. Okay. So it's coming up.
Yep. Yeah. We'll see how this goes down. And if I think it's going to be going on for a long time. This is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just getting started here.
And as you all know, Travis Scott has been really trying to deny liability here. And he had a horrible response the night of the event. A video that has just been memed all over the place. It's just such a joke. It's ridiculous. It's like, it's his comprehension for what even happened is clearly so low.
I know. It's the amount of people that made TikToks, like, you know, pretending to be him. And it's a joke.
It's the most pathetic apology ever. Oh, it's for completely such a ridiculous. Serious. I mean, what the hell is he thinking and his team?
I know.
But when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it does, because Monday, December 6th, this week, Travis requested to be dismissed from several Astroworld lawsuits that have named him as the defendant. Travis Scott's attorney, Ed McPherson, issued a general denial on his behalf. And the statement noted that he will likely file more dismissals as they come. He also asked that the claims be dismissed with prejudice, which means once the case is over with, it can't be refiled or brought back into court. Mm-hmm. So the lawsuits are alleging negligence, misconduct, and other claims against Travis and the organizers. However, Scott's representative said that he is not legally liable for the incident.
Also, one of the victims of this tragedy, Bahati Shahani, her father filed a suit against Travis, and Travis is asking to be dismissed from it, which is just one example. He's doing this a lot. And, you know, Astroworld is literally the reason why Bahati is no longer alive. So obviously Travis is responsible in some way. Like, it doesn't even make sense as to why you would think that you have a chance of being dismissed from this case when everything has to do with you.
Yes, I think it's really interesting that there's this whole conversation over who is to blame and is Travis responsible or not, and that there's so many people defending Travis and saying this is Live Nation, this is Score Moore's fault, who should have been, you know, responsible for everything, when it's a collective of all of them that absolutely should be held responsible. So Live Nation and Score Moore, who were the concert promoters, have denied all the allegations against them as well. Live Nation has also hired a Houston law firm, Sussman Godfrey.
Sussman.
That could work. Sussman is going to be heading up their legal defense.
Yep. Also, Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation, which owns NRG Park, has denied responsibility.
How? See, they're all trying to point the fingers at each other.
I'm like, okay, then who's responsible?
Step the fuck up. Someone's and take responsibility. Responsible. All of them should be.
Yeah, it's terrible. But unlike Travis, they have not filed for dismissals. They just, of course, deny responsibility.
Yeah, so they'll go into court and try to fight that.
Yeah, so yeah, like I said, they're just pointing fingers. It's ridiculous. And then Travis actually went ahead and hired a renowned lawyer, Daniel Petricelli, to lead his legal team against the sea of lawsuits. And I guess this lawyer is very well known. So. Yeah,
what a feat. Literally a sea of lawsuits. Mm-hmm. So many.
So much.
And then also, Travis decided it would be a good PR move to try to do an interview with Charlamagne the God.
Yeah.
And it is being received very, very poorly, I believe, by pretty much everyone. I haven't seen any positive remarks regarding his interview. It's honestly trash. So this was his first public appearance since the actual tragedy itself. And this aired early on Thursday, December 9th, today.
Yep.
Actually, we're recording it.
Just this morning.
And it was uploaded to Charlamagne the God's YouTube channel. Was it to Breakfast Club or just his own?
It was just his.
But he uploaded an hour-long interview with Travis and asked him some very hard-hitting questions. So we're going to take a look at that. But first, we're going to take our first break of the day.
So we kind of broke down, or Curly took the time to go ahead and break down this huge interview. We'll link it below. It's almost an hour long. But she picked out some clips that we thought would be best to talk about on the show. So we're going to go ahead and kind of react to them.
Yeah, because it just dropped today.
Yeah, yep. So I feel like right off the bat, we can agree that his overall attitude during this entire interview was just so pathetic.
Garbage.
I feel like he was like half asleep during it.
It doesn't seem like he's been mentally affected by this at all, which is scary to me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know, you'd think most artists that have something like this happen would be extremely affected by it and have a lot to say. He was just like, man, Well, I guess let's just play it. Let's just watch this.
Yeah. So first he basically asks him and he's like, yo, dude, what was your intention with doing this interview and what message you want to put out there? And his response was, I don't personally have an intention. Something happened and I just needed to communicate the way it did. I'm like, okay. And then he recognized that his family, families and fans are grieving, but quote, things happen.
This is absurd. This whose idea was it for him to do this?
I don't know. What? I'm curious about that too. And that's on like some random YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's not like it's produced by, you know, an ABC interview done by Charlamagne. It's just
like,
just,
who is his PR team?
I have no idea.
He doesn't seem prepped for this at all.
But what's really interesting is that during the interview, Charlamagne is like, you can tell like he's like, he doesn't believe what he's hearing. Like he's kind of like nodding his head and kind of, he has like a very like stern look in his face where he's just like, dude, like this is all bullshit. Yeah. Like nobody believes him.
Yeah. Well, Charlamagne takes no shit. So I'm not surprised by that at all. All right. Let's see this.
All right.
How you feeling?
I've been on about like different type of like emotions, you know, emotional roller coaster. I mean, it gets so hard because, you know, I always felt like connected with my fans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went through something, you know, and I feel like fans went through something and people's parents went through something. And it's, you know, it really, you know, it hurts. It hurts the community. It hurts a city.
For him to just call this something. Dude, what the fuck? This was a mass casualty. What are you thinking calling this a something? We've all went through something. Yeah. The families have been through something. The fans have been through something.
No shit. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
You'd think they would coach him before this.
No, I don't think he was coached. I swear.
No, clearly not.
It's just been a lot of thoughts, you know, a lot of feelings, a lot of grieving. And just, you know, trying to get you wrap my head around it, you know. Mm-hmm. I really just really wanted to be there. And just, you know, wish you could just kind of like hold everyone, you know. Kind of just heal them, talk to them, have conversations. You know, it just, you know, it really just hurts.
Dude, I seriously don't think he thought about anything. No. He was going to say he's just babbling.
Yeah, it's an emotional roller coaster. It really hurts.
He's just literally babbling about fucking nothing. I don't even know what
making
half the
himself
shit he said.
The victim right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Absolutely. All right, let's continue.
I know you, I'm sure you experienced any remorse, but was there any hesitation to have this conversation because of the litigation you may be facing?
Well, I mean, yeah, of course you got people that's just like, what? Like, you know, but it's not about that. You're an artist, you whoever people think you are, but at the end of the day, you're a human being, you know, and you have emotions. You want to communicate them emotions, you know, and trying to find the best way to communicate, you know, how you just feeling, you know.
This is so bad. I can't even follow
it's
what
so
he's
rambling.
Saying.
He can't even complete a sentence.
I feel like I'm not understanding what the hell he's even saying. My brain's like, wait, I can't follow what the hell you're talking
about.
He's
saying he wants to communicate his feelings and the artists are people too. Like, what does this have anything to do with the fact that 10 people died horrifically at your show and you continue to
play? And hundreds of others injured and traumatized forever.
While he was on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going, he's so, just I can't like stand this motherfucker. Seriously. This is the worst interview I think I've ever seen.
How have you been coping with the aftermath of everything? Just emotionally, just you as a human.
I've been just in a room for a while, you know, a lot of thoughts. And luckily, you know,
people around. Did he say I've been in a room for a while?
With lots of thoughts.
With lots of thoughts.
What room? Just a room?
I don't fucking know.
The thought room.
His house. His thought
he has said nothing about anyone else here. Every statement he's saying so far is about him and how he's being affected.
Yeah, that's how he's coping.
Kind of outside this, but it's just been, you know, I've been doing this for such a long time and, you know, nothing like this ever happened, you know? So it just kind of like, you just kind of figuring out. And at the end of the day, like these fans are your family. So you just feel like you lost something. And you just, you do these shows, honestly, to, you know, for people to have the best experience, you know, and just to think something like this happened, you're just trying to figure out, you know, just wrap everything around. And so even just for the first couple weeks, you know, it was just me sitting down, but I had to really channel these emotions to just remember, like, you know, if no one's going to be a voice for these people, I got to like kind of step up and kind of like be a voice to just figure out that, you know, this isn't happening in the future. It just shows, period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or figure out the bottom solution of what's going on and just try to ensure people, you know, safety and what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, you said you was in the room, but then people saw you at the golf course.
Yeah,
with Michael Jordan, yeah. And Mark Wahlberg. What was that?
It was just Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were there. You know, just good people to have around in the community. And, you know, that was just more like a personal time, just trying to get around. I think, like, some fan came and asked for a photo.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I can't even follow what he's saying.
A fan came and asked for a photo. Be like, yeah. It's all good. Like, obviously, yeah. Fans what? Still, I guess, still got a fan.
That, wow.
Sorry, so I'm trying to, like, just laugh. It's such a serious thing. But he's honestly such a joke. The way he's presenting this is, like, unbelievably ridiculous.
It is. He can't even complete a thought. Like, he's so rambling.
Right.
I got to do this and make sure this never happens again. Hanging with the community. What? Like, how, though? How? How about just at least one sentence about how devastated you are that your fans died at your show and that you continued on?
Not once in the entire interview did he say anything remotely close to that.
No, because he wants to. I mean, I'm sure they. Well, I imagine that there was someone that was coaching him beforehand. I mean, it doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't seem like it.
But there probably was at least someone saying what not to say from a legal standpoint.
He said all the wrong things, though.
He did. But he seems to be just kind of
hopping around
his words here of how to avoid saying this in a way that could make him take responsibility.
Well, yes. Also, he never answers really any of the questions he's asked. He like literally dances.
Yep.
He literally dances around all these questions with incompetent sentences.
Mm-hmm. Even just then, like, you were hanging out on the golf course with Mark Wahlberg. Who else was there? I don't remember. What was his answer for that? He was like, you said you were sitting in a room sad, but we see you out on the golf course with other celebrities.
But a fan came up.
And his answer is, yeah, it's just, you know, I want to be out with the community, the right people. Like, he just doesn't have a straight answer for anything.
Nope. Nothing.
No responsibility for anything he does.
Now, let's talk about that night, man. When did you find out things got as bad as they did? Now, that's the question everybody wants to know.
Yeah, it wasn't really until like minutes until like the press conference until I figured out exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, even after the show, you know, you're just kind of hearing things, but you don't know. I didn't know the exact details until, you know, minutes before the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that moment, you kind of just like, wait, you know what? Like, you know, you just went through something and it's just like, wait, what? You know.
So you didn't know people that actually passed away and stuff?
Nah.
Wow.
Until minutes before, you know, mm-hmm. which is.
I just don't believe that.
I don't believe
that.
It either.
And
that's bullshit.
Also, I don't think the excuse of I didn't know people were dying. Okay, well, you knew shit was going down.
Yeah,
you knew ambulances were driving through the crowd of people. So you knew something was happening. Yep.
He stopped at one point and pointed out, oh, someone's passed out over there. Get him help. Oh, what's that? The ambulance. Okay, you fucking knew. And who told you in such a casual way after you got off that you just couldn't even wrap your mind around? He's just the way he's talking about this, like someone fell or like there was a fire set. I mean, something, he's making this seem like such a small incident. Like, I didn't even know.
Right.
I agree with you. Which I can't believe that at all. That's bullshit. There's no way he didn't know. He saw this going on. People were screaming out help over and over again every time it would go silent. Come on. He knew this shit.
And in one of the parts, he goes, because he brings that up, he's like, people were screaming at you. And he was like, I can't tell. It's hard to tell between excitement and, you know, chaos, essentially, your panic. He's like, when all the lights are on you and it's really loud, he's like, screaming just sounds like excitement, or, you know, screaming sounds like screaming there.
Okay, tell that but to I'm every like, other artist who has stopped their show when they've seen something bad in the audience, has completely halted everything, turned on the lights, turned off their music.
Not to mention the fact that he has a whole team of people making sure that the show is continuing on. So why didn't any of those, none of them knew either? No one knew on your
they
team.
Knew.
No
they
one could pull
knew.
You off the stage. No one could put a little, you know, buzz in your ear like, hi, stop the shit.
And if they truly didn't know, then it's just negligence that they didn't have a way to communicate that to him if something bad was happening.
Correct.
Which, come on, we don't believe that they didn't know. But I'm just saying if they did or if they didn't, there should have been something in place.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you'd think they'd have some type
of system. There's definitely people watching because, like, that's why they wouldn't have, like, someone run up on the stage to, I mean, obviously it's not about him, but yeah, you're right. Like, he has security.
Yeah.
People ask for help on stage. Right. And also, like, it's not like there's not a fucking camera crew in the audience taking video. You know what I mean?
There's cameras everywhere. This was an Apple event.
You know, and at the thing is, like, you know, people pass out. You know, people, you know, things happen at concerts. But something like that, it's just like.
Yeah, people said they collectively heard folks screaming help every time you stopped the song to get your attention. Did you hear any of those screams?
Nah, man. And you know, it's so crazy because I'm that artist too. Like, you know, anytime you can hear something like that, you want to stop the show. You want to make sure, you know, fans get the proper attention they need, you know. And anytime I could see anything like that, I did, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I stopped like a couple times to just make sure everybody was okay. And I just really just go off the, you know, the fans' energy as a collective, mm-hmm. you know, call and response. And I just didn't hear that. You know, mm-hmm. I got music, I got my in-ears, but I just didn't hear that.
It's hard to tell excitement from danger, so to
speak.
Yeah,
of course. Everything mm-hmm. kind of just sounds the same. And at the end of the day, you just hear music, mm-hmm. you know? And when you do, you just hear amongst of things, you know, but you just, when you're in a show, you just enter the show. And anytime you can feel anything close to you, you know, you try to like definitely get to that.
So as an artist, how much can you actually, I guess, help in that position?
You can only help what you can see, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whatever you told, you know what I'm saying? Whenever somebody tell you to stop, you just stop.
Yeah. So why did no one tell you to stop?
He's such an idiot.
This doesn't make sense.
Doesn't even make sense. I mean, you saw the ambulance and you didn't stop.
He acknowledged.
He's making his own point. This does not make sense.
No. No. Yeah, exactly.
You know, Raging has been a part of the culture, you know, of your shows. You know, you didn't on this night, but in the past, you've encouraged, I guess, the kind of energy that could have led to something like this happening. Mm-hmm. Do you think that contributed to the energy of this night?
Yeah, nah, I think, you know, it's something I've been working on, you know, for a while, of just creating these experiences and trying to show, like, the experiences happening in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. You know, us as artists, we trust, you know, professionals to make sure that, you know, things happen and people leave, you know, safely, you know what I'm saying? And this night was just like a regular show, mm-hmm. you know, it felt like to me. As far as like, you know, the energy, people, it didn't feel like it was like, you know, people didn't show up there to just be harmful. Mm-hmm. People just, I think, showed up to have a good time and then, you know, something unfortunate happened. And I think we really just got to figure out, you know, what that was, you know?
This is horrific. This is the worst interview I think anyone's ever done.
It's really bad. It's shockingly bad.
It's, yeah, it really is. Like, just when you think he can't get any worse. He's really hasn't put any thought into it. Seems like he's just as clueless and without words as he was the night of the incident.
It's a great point.
He hasn't been sitting in the room thinking that much, clearly.
Just sitting in the room thinking my thoughts. Like, nope. Okay, bro. Yeah, everyone has some thoughts as mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you have them.
Able to sense like a difference in urgency this time around?
I mean, yeah, because... You know, you stop the show, but you know, you know, if something's gonna happen, if it's something detrimental, somebody's gonna let you know, or you know, the show just stop. And you know, that just wasn't the case. You know, I just kind of stopped the show. You know, you just ask, you have a call and response with the fans. You try to, you know, generally get a response, but you know, if you don't get like a hard
like stop,
yeah. You know, it's just. You can't. You just don't. You just go off of what's going on. You know, which makes it so like. So crazy because, like, you know, if I feel like if, you know, anyone would have known, it would have just been like, it wouldn't have got that far.
He's just saying the same thing. Yep. Like, yes, dude, obviously, so someone pointless. Should have stopped the show. So that's what we're asking. Why so was the show not
whoever
stopped?
His team is wants him to clearly put the responsibility on Live Nation and whoever else should have stopped the show.
These dummies, dude. Then he talks about his poor planning.
You know, a lot of the criticism, you know, from the tragedy, they say is in the poor planning and understaffing of the event. As an artist, do you have any involvement in any of that?
Well, I mean, as an artist, you just do the creative. And for this to be my festival, you know, I got, you know, bring artists, you know, creatively produce it. And, you know, we just trust in the, you know, the professionals to kind of just make sure that, you know, people, you know, taken care of and, you know, leaving safely. You know, I just can control what I can on the stage. And then, you know, you have the professionals control what they can in the crowd, you know.
Which, side note, I do think that these other parties involved are just as guilty as he is. Live Nation is just as guilty.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes. I wasn't trying to say they weren't.
No, I know that. But
he wants to put all the blame on them so that I can dismiss him from any blame.
Right. But it's like, dude, all of you guys were the perfect storm for, were the perfect ingredients for this perfect storm, I should say.
Bunch of greedy fucks.
Yeah, ridiculous.
In the future, moving forward in concert safety, make sure it just never happened again, you know?
But let's talk about those professionals. Like, how much responsibility do you think, like, Live Nation and Scoremore, the promoters, have in all of this?
I mean, you know, they do their job of, you know, setting these things up. So, I mean, I think, you know, they when we dial into what, you know, specifically happened here, I feel like, you know, even they can kind of help, you know, figure out what happened in a sense. You know, but at the end of the day, I think collectively, everyone needs to just figure out the bottom line solution. But, you know, especially in concert safety, you know, definitely got to have, you know, make sure that, you know, these things are, you know, done right.
You think these festivals are too big, man? 50,000 people is a lot of people for anybody to control.
Yeah, but they're festivals that are bigger. You know, way bigger.
But people don't die. What's your point? What is his point?
I don't know.
Where is he going with any of this? He's not even answering his questions
at
all.
I almost don't even know what to say.
He's such
an
idiot.
Because I something for me to add. It's just mind-blowing what the fuck he's talking about. Nothing. Just rambling.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's any preparation.
Nope. He's like, they do their job. That's literally what he said. What kind of answer is that?
Yeah.
He said, do you think they have any responsibility?
They do their job.
They do their job.
At one point, he says, moving forward, concert safety, make sure it never happens again.
Yeah. He's just, it's like they gave him some buzzwords and they're like, just say these things whenever you can.
Say
just
concert safety.
Say community.
Say big mistake. Say community.
To make sure it doesn't happen again. Safety, concert safety, concert safety. You focus on the future.
I didn't know. Deny.
Wow. This is really a catastrophe.
Shocking.
Like, what is this interview?
Shocking.
And it literally only gets worse and worse. Like,
oh, I believe it.
Okay, let's watch the last bit that we have here.
Okay.
You know, we know that the families of the people who passed are definitely watching this right now. And you know, there's nothing you could say to heal the trauma these families who lost loved ones are going through. But being that you know they're watching, what would you say to them directly?
I'll say to them that I'm always here and that, you know, I'm in this with you guys and I love you, you know, and
fuck you.
Dude, I think it's clear that they told him, his legal team was like, do not apologize because that will be taking responsibility. Like, I think it's very clear that they were basically like, dude, you got to keep this really surface level.
Ew, that is disgusting. Ew.
Love you.
Ugh.
Always, you know, be there to help you guys heal through this. And I understand that they're going through, you know, they're grieving right now and they're finding understanding right now. And, you know, it's not just like a right now thing, it's a forever thing. And these people that came to the show, they are my family. And I've always had that connection to the people I feel like that listen to the music or came to my shows. And that's why I really, you know, it's really hard on me even just, you know, to even like, you know, and even.
Oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. This is disgusting. You know.
No, yeah. I fucking know.
It's like not listening.
This is really hard
for me. Dude, he's asking you what you would say to the families whose children died at your fucking show. And you're sitting here going, you know, I'm always going to be here for you. I love you.
Always going to be here for
you. It's a forever thing. It's not just a now thing. It's a forever thing. You sound so stupid. You sound like you don't even have the understanding for the fact that these people died.
I know. No, it's shocking.
It is. It's shocking. Like, he is so much worse than I even thought.
I would agree with that statement wholeheartedly. Yes. All right, let's finish up his last little bit.
Because, you know, they end up, they lost their loved ones, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's tough.
No shit, it's tough.
And, you know.
Ew. I can't.
Ew.
I just want to always just be there for them and just always just be able to just know that I'm a fix this for the future people, you know, and fix this solution.
Fix the solution? He doesn't even understand.
Dude,
this.
You have.
He doesn't even understand.
So, okay, if you're saying you're going to, which I would assume, fix it and find a solution is what he meant to say, yeah. Then what is your solution, bruh?
There will be no solution
for you,
Travis.
Why are you not making a plan?
There will be no more shows for you.
I honestly don't even want to watch anymore. He's pissing me off.
Yeah, I am shaking. Like, I am so angry watching that. He is truly terrible.
I can't imagine being a victim's family member watching that.
I would be so
fucking mad and so offended.
Offended, yeah. I would be too.
I would be
that
so
is
offended.
Absolutely sickening. My skin is crawling right now.
And then one part I wanted to mention in the interview as well is that some families rejected Travis's offer to pay for the funerals, which, yeah, I did hear about that. And then he says he understands that they're grieving, but he wants them to know that he will always be there for him.
Well, the reason they're doing that, right, is so that they're not accepting any type of settlement from him, technically.
I have no idea how that works. That makes sense,
that's
but
why.
I don't really know.
That's just what I've heard, too. I don't know any... confirmation on that, but a lot of them have been told not to accept any settlement or refund, even people who went.
But wouldn't paying for a funeral be more looked at as like a donation?
Yeah, I don't really understand that, but maybe it's the principle of it too, that you're not going to even give us an apology, then I don't want you paying for my child's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fucked up on so many levels.
So sad.
It's really sad. It really is. It's what horrible. An idiot.
I know.
Yeah, we'll have to see how this continues to play out. That was purely trash. I'm surprised that he even did that interview, to be honest.
I think it's going
to
get worse.
A little soon. Yeah, it's clearly going to get worse. I mean,
I don't know.
He doesn't even know how to talk.
No, it can't formulate a sentence, which is not good. I'm like, dude, then you need to have a lawyer speak for you because this is only digging your grave deeper.
No, he can't actually complete a thought.
What are you doing?
Just like take an English course.
Yeah.
Dude, just, I don't know. Write a script or something. It just does not look good.
It's because it's disingenuous. If he was genuinely feeling bad, he would be able to speak from the heart and show real emotion for how this is affecting him in an easy and natural way.
I agree.
And like say real words instead of just like, you know.
Yeah. It's dumbass. The whole thing is so stupid. And it's infuriating thinking of these families who are going to be spending the holidays without their loved ones. And this moron is hanging out on the golf course.
Thinking about things.
Poor
Travis, so hard for him.
I know.
Gross. I hope he gets completely just ruined after this, which I really think he is.
I really think
he will be.
All right, let's switch gears and play our box game. Are you ready? Yeah.
We need some fun,
I'm excited for this. So let's go ahead and do one more ad break, and we'll be back to play our game.
All right, it's time to play What Is in the Box. We are very excited about this. Woo! I am really excited for Janelle to guess what this is. Okay, here it is, people. Can't say, but Janelle will have to figure it out.
Okay, so are you good?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to open my eyes, but I can't see, obviously. I'm scared. Okay, it's a jar of something. Is it as... I know exactly what this is.
You only get to do one guess.
I think I'm pretty sure I know exactly what this is.
You don't even need two hands to
figure
it out?
I don't think so. Just by this sound, I think, is it the container of Orbeez?
Damn it! Yes!
He got that so fast! That was just, the sound is so distinct.
Yeah,
and I
really
know
is.
That we both love Orbeez.
Ooh, it's an ASMR.
Dude, Kendall and I love Orbeez.
Oh, yeah, we do.
My goal would be, we should fucking buy a baby pool next summer and fill it with Orbeez.
I'm so down. And then the fact that you can put them in your plants afterwards, kind of like fertilizer.
Yeah.
They're biodegradable. It's great.
Sweet.
It's really cool. And it's not fertilizer. I'm just fucking
around. Orbeez, hell yeah.
But it holds water. It like waters your plants basically over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got that really fast. Josh actually
pick this morning. He's like, yeah. I bet she won't be able to figure out what this is. She's going to think it's sprinkles.
No, I thought it was like salt or like bath salts, but then I was like, nah. And then I knew it was Orbeez. Okay. Fucking Orbeez.
All right, my turn.
Okay, your turn. Hold on. All right, this is Kendall's first item. I don't even know if people watching know what this is, if you can tell from that far away, but here it is.
You can tell what it is.
Okay, great. Place it in the box.
Nice and steady.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Go ahead.
Okay. Janelle, I know exactly what this is because I picked out the same item.
Shut the fuck up. Did you really?
It's in my purse. So these funny. Are chicken boobs.
Chicken boobs.
Hey.
Chicken cutlet.
Little nipple covers. I'm actually wearing them right now.
By the way, these are the greatest fucking things ever.
Little petals. They're like reusable.
Yeah.
Mm. Petals. Yeah, that's what they're called. Petals. We used to call them chicken boobs on my dance team for some reason.
Yeah, I call them chicken boobs too. Yeah, but, I love them.
As soon as I felt it, I knew.
I love my little chicken boobs.
I don't know. Can we even stump each other?
We'll see. I think I got something in here that'll stump you for sure. At least
well, now
two
one
things.
Of my items is going to have to be replaced.
Yeah, that's all right.
We have to go in and find something else.
That's amazing. I can't believe you fucking picked it out for me. We would do that.
I know. I literally have them.
I thought I was being all creative. I was like looking in my closet.
Yeah.
I thought I was being creative too. They're in a
chicken.
Well, at least yours are in a nice container. Mine literally was like in a closet. Like, I'm pretty sure I peeled this off drunk when I placed it on my closet shelf and haven't touched it since.
I almost put my old ones.
Like, there's makeup on it. I'm pretty sure that's really nice.
Yeah, I almost did that to you too. But then I was like, oh, let me get her the new ones. But clearly you don't love me enough to do that.
No respect for you.
Okay, look away, bitch.
Okay.
Here's your next one. Oh, yeah. Here it is, people.
Someone place a puppy in there.
A squirrel? Can you figure out what this is? You only get one guess. So make sure
you okay.
guess wisely.
Okay.
Can you see it on the camera?
Here. Yeah, you can see it. Okay. I cannot see that far away, by the way. It's some type of bar, obviously. It has little bumps on it. It's very soft. I don't think it's soap because it doesn't feel like soap. It feels like... Is it one of those Lush things?
What are they called?
A massage bar?
Yeah.
It is?
Damn, this is really way easier than I thought.
This shit smells bomb.
Isn't that good?
Are these things good? I've never tried one.
Oh, I love them.
Really?
I'm addicted to them. This is their new one. This is called Hotline.
What is your all-time... Ooh.
Is that the one? Does that have cinnamon in it? I think so. It's got a spicy, which by the way, they're cinnamon bubble bars for the holiday season.
Mm.
Out of this world. It's like spicy in the bath.
Oh, shit. I was going to ask you, what is like your top Lush products? If you're sending someone who's never been to Lush, because I'm not that familiar with Lush. Like I've bought a few things from there, but I know you're like the Lush queen.
I really have tried pretty much everything at Lush. There's some products that really suck, I have to say.
Really?
But there's some that are, I guess I'll have to do my top three.
Yeah, do your top three.
I think the bubble bars, which I think bubble bars are slept on. I think they're better than bath bombs.
100%.
And you can only get like three baths out of them. I actually use a little pasta strainer thing. Well, I guess it's not like, you know, it's not really a pasta strainer, but it's a small little strainer.
Colander.
And I put it like break it into three and then you put it under and you get crazy bubbles and it's better than a bath bomb.
Does it smell good and like make your skin feel good too?
Oh, yeah. Yes, but they last longer. It's just not as pretty and like artistic.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I think they're more moisturizing too than like
they are.
But then like bath bombs because they are. Like they're like creamy almost.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, those are really good. And then I'd say the massage bars are great. Like
any of them,
there's a sleep one.
This smells amazing.
I love this
one.
And it's always a great like I can just hand it to Josh and be like
massage.
Yeah, and he'll do it.
Oh my gosh, damn!
And it moisturizes your hands too. And then let's see. I love their Magic Crystal Scrub. If you have chronic pain, that is so good for pain because it's minty.
Ooh,
that one's very good.
Is it like a salty type of scrub? Like a or is it like a bar?
No, it's like a...
Like in a tub.
In a tub.
Okay,
I think it might be... I think it's salt. I don't think it's sugar. It's very good.
I bet that feels really good.
Yeah, I love their bath bombs and I love all their body washes. I don't know.
Have you ever tried their shampoo bars and shit?
Yes, I have. I know you're the lush queen, Kendall, but I'm like the lush princess.
You can be my princess.
That's amazing.
I would literally like get on like the Lush website and just read their descriptions because I love their little descriptions.
Me
of things.
Too.
I love them so much.
They're like comforting.
There is one shampoo bar. It's called, I think it's called Scenic.
Scenic. That's yes. the one I was going to say.
That's so good.
That is the best one. Didn't I tell you about that when we first met? I could have sworn I had some conversation with you when I first met you.
I used it years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or maybe I thought maybe you had told me about it.
Maybe.
But yeah.
I mean, I feel like maybe we talked
Scenic's
about it. Scenic's
really good, especially if you have thin hair and you want like more volume.
Oh.
Scenic. That is some good stuff.
I used their I Love Juicy shampoo, the like really clarifying one. Went back especially in the day when my hair would get greasy after like 4 hours. It helped so much.
It did.
Like,
I
it's the
that.
Thing that like kickstarted me not having to fucking wash my hair every single day.
So you don't use it anymore?
No, I haven't used it in a while. I should pick it up though.
You should.
It smelled
get yourself
so
some.
Good.
It's so good.
Oh my God, it smelled amazing.
Another thing that's amazing for your hair that they have these little, it's like this
Hot oil treatment.
The hot oil treatments. Mm-hmm. Oh my
what?
God. Yeah, they're
really good.
It's like a little popsicle with like the little oil on the bottom of it. And you melt it, you like put it in like a double boiler or whatever. And then you put that in your hair for however long what it says, whatever. Wow. And
hot
it
oil
is
treatment.
Amazing. Yeah.
It is really good.
It is
damn.
Really good.
Yeah, we should have a Lush good. Night, ladies. Ladies, ooh. Lush night.
Sure, Lush night. Okay, next item. Okay. Next item.
All right, here we go. Let me pick one up.
Are we going to be able to trick each other on any of these?
We shall see.
It's harder than you think. You're like, oh, let me go find some items for this. And you start looking around and you're like, nothing's that good
for
it.
I was like, what do I pick?
Like, what do I have that can really surprise you that you wouldn't be able to figure out what it is?
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure you will not be able to get this one.
Okay.
It's very random.
Let's hope.
Okay, I'm showing the camera. It's a cute little thing. Place it in the box. Hold on. I got to put this other piece in it. Okay. All right. Go for it.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Let me kind of hold it up so you guys can see.
Oh,
shit. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Okay, hold on.
I thought it was
okay,
glass.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to say it's a little not stable.
Okay.
Any guesses at all?
I kind of feel like this is something Christmassy.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because it has a cord and then it has like glitter on it.
I
can feel like some type of glitter.
Okay.
And it has a hat. It's something with a hat.
Okay.
There's a Santa hat on this.
Okay. Very good.
What kind of thing is it?
You're doing very well.
I'm going to guess since it's from Janelle's house that it's a dog with a Santa hat on it.
Very close.
No?
Not. It's a cow with a Santa hat on his
cow?
Yeah, look at him. He's really cute.
That was my second guess for you.
That is
so
cute.
Lights up? Yeah, he is a little light up. He's very cute. John's mom gave him to me.
Up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very cute.
I know. I didn't think you'd get that. But then I was like, yeah, the Santa hat kind of gives it away.
Yeah, it
does. I love how your hands are like in the box. You're like...
Oh my God, amazing.
Okay.
Hell yeah. These things are adorable, by the way. Highly recommend.
Okay.
I'm not looking. Ooh, I like the sound of these.
So this is something you'll have to really explore. You might have to open it.
Oh,
you
know. Shit. I'm scared.
All right.
Okay. I'm done. We're holding it up, but we can't see that far in the viewfinder. Okay, what the hell? I have no clue what this is.
Oh, my God.
Can I open it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in a little plastic package, if you're listening. I'm tearing it open. I'm freaked out. Ew. Is this a fucking cock ring?
You figured it out so fast.
Okay, the sad part.
You knew exactly what it was.
At least it's not used.
You must be familiar with it because you figured it out very quickly.
Dude, the second I touched the packaging, I was like, this feels like some type of sex toy. And I was going to say cock ring. I was literally going to say that. But then I was like, oh, no, I don't want to be disgusting on the show.
Well, I decided to be disgusting on the show today.
Yeah. It's so cute and pink.
I know. I texted Cindy and Curly. I was like, do you think I should do this?
That's fucking hilarious.
I can't believe you figured it out so fast.
You must be familiar with these things and how they work.
Well, it was either that or a piece of candy. But then
this
I opened
is called
it.
The Big O. I don't even know where this came from.
Oh, yeah. The Big O. Uh-huh. I'm sure you got like an 80 pack off
Amazon.
There's
no stumping.
Hold on. Let me see it. Oh, nice. It's cute. It's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The Big
Very
O.
Good.
Very cute.
The Big O.
All right. Well, you're going to keep it now.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to do a wash because it has massage bar oil all over. Or maybe that'll help.
That's a spicy massage bar.
Okay, bestie. This one takes a moment to put together. So close your eyes or turn around or something.
Okay.
Okay, I don't even know if the camera can tell what the fuck it is. This is what it is.
What?
Okay, I'm not going to put it. I'm going to keep it in this little container because I don't want it to go crazy. Okay, so when you feel in, there's a little Tupperware, but that's not what it is. It's what's in the Tupperware. So go ahead.
Okay.
In this little home.
In this little house. Can't believe you put a cock ring in. You're nasty.
Ew. Ew, why is it squishy? Ew, I know what this is.
What?
I know what this is.
What is
this? This is cranberry sauce.
How do you fucking know? Because
you love it and it's disgusting and slimy and I know exactly what. Ew!
It looks like I'm bleeding. Wait, how the fuck did you get that so quick?
Because I know you're obsessed with it.
Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, it feels good. I literally had a I'm just playing with it now.
Wait. I've never in my entire life I've had cranberry sauce.
You've never tried cranberry sauce?
No. It's not something that we do in my family.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Is it just
I don't know if you want to touch it.
Say yeah.
Or eat it now that it's been touched. Yeah, it's really delicious. Pick yourself up a can of cranberry.
What do you eat it with?
By itself.
Is it like jam?
No, it's like jelly consistent. Kind of like jam. Kind of.
Is that what you have on Thanksgiving though?
Yeah. Which, by the way, the only kind of cranberry sauce that is good is the jellied in a can cranberry sauce from Ocean Spray, because then they have ones that have like pieces of cranberry in it. Ugh, disgusting. And then people try and make their own cranberry sauce. Ugh, disgusting.
So is it like Jell-O?
Do you make your own? I don't like that.
Yeah, we
just
made our own
the
this year.
80 cent
so
can.
Good.
No, baby. I want the 80 cent can. I want it to like shake out of the thing. Like, whoa, and then you like slice it up. It's fancy as fuck. And that is my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the jellied cranberry sauce. So, and I'm really excited that now that I opened a can of it, I can go home and eat it. So cheers to me.
And you just eat it by itself. Like you don't eat it with crackers. You don't eat it with
bread. But a lot of people, when it's on their Thanksgiving plate, they like, you know, have a little turkey with a little cranberry sauce on top of it, or potatoes or
with
something.
Cranberry sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes
yeah.
with cranberry sauce?
It's good.
And it's gravy. Bomb. Because it's not super sweet. It's like kind of tart. Wow.
Okay, no, I'm really passionate about cranberry sauce.
Ocean Spice.
Ocean Spice. Sponsor me. I said Ocean Spice. Okay, don't sponsor me. I don't know what the fuck
you meant. Old Spice?
Old Spice and Ocean Spray. Is that what it is? Ocean Spray. Okay. You guys like that?
Ooh.
Cranberry sauce ASMR.
That is spicy.
Do you like gravy? Ew.
So much.
Okay, this is Janelle's last item. Here we go.
Oh boy, oh boy. All right. Placing hand in box. What is this? That feels really weird to me. Ew, it feels like it's like a. Is it like a. Okay, wait. Let me just feel it. Is it a cow?
No.
Fuck. It's not a cow?
No.
Ew, now it's kind of creeping me out. Why is it bothering me? I'm like scared of what it is. It has beads on it. An ornament?
Mm.
Oh, it is an ornament. I feel a little string. Oh, it's upright. Okay, 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 okay. Is it a lamb?
Good
a lamb
guess.
Ornament?
It's sheep. A lamb. It's a gift for you. But
oh
actually,
my God, it's
not
it's
a lamb.
Charlie.
It's Charlie.
It's Charlie, my it's
so
son.
Cute.
Oh, my God. That is
Isn't
the cute.
So cute?
I'm going to cry. Why
I
does
found
that look
him at
so...
World Market. And I was like, babe, do you think this... looks like a sheep or Charlie, and he's like, it looks like a sheep. I'm like, no,
no, they
it's
look the
Charlie.
Same.
It's totally
Charlie.
Charlie,
isn't it?
Oh my
cute.
God,
now
you can put
Char,
him on your tree.
Char, but look at you. Oh, it's me. It's a mini me. Oh my God, it's so cute with
isn't
the fucking
cute?
Lights on it and the hat. Wow, thank you.
Okay, yes, you're welcome. Okay, now Corelli and Sydney are gonna put something in here, and both of us are gonna each put a hand in and try to figure it out as
yeah.
a team.
Exactly,
cousin power,
baby.
Apparently, we're really good at this.
Yeah, we are. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. Is she in there?
She's in there.
Okay.
Oh, let's touch hands.
Hey, bestie.
Did you lift it up?
Oh my God, I put my finger in it and it was fucking weird.
It's a bowl of food or something, huh?
Ew, what the fuck is in it?
Whoa.
How are you not being grossed out with that feeling?
Because it feels cool. It's like cold. Oh, what is this, dude?
oh, it's like something like, is this like fake snow?
Is that your, oh, I thought, yeah, it's your finger. I was like, why is there like a plasticky, like rubbery thing? Okay. Like, what's going on? Feels like flesh.
That's probably my really guess. Cold. Yeah, it's very cold.
Fake snow? Why is it
snow cold? Maybe it's, maybe that
it's snowing. Yeah. She just scoops them up. No, this is not
no, cold. But fake snow. Maybe it comes kind of cold so that it's fake, you know, for the Californians when they like to put on their lawn. Kim Kardashian. Okay. They made their own sledding hill.
Is that our final guess?
That's
my final guess too. I don't know what the hell else it could be.
Or is it couscous?
It's snow.
Oh, it's snow?
Yes.
Whoa. So it really makes it cold so that it when you're Kim cold. Kardashian, you're trying to sled, it can be real for you.
We're basically the Kardashians.
Wow, this is cool. Where'd you buy this? Target.
Target? I would play with this all day. And it feels, we could put is this it in supposed to village. Feel cold?
Yeah, clearly.
I wonder what the hell makes it feel cold.
Hmm.
Oh my God, you could put it in your village.
Mine is definitely not as cool as Corelli's, just FYI.
Right. Okay.
Go. Oh, I know what this is.
Wait, you got it? Wait, I can't see.
Yeah, she's going to figure that out in 2 seconds.
A shell?
Yeah.
It's got to be a shell.
I was like, hold a second.
Hey,
now.
We've been going to the beach since we were young tots.
Beach experts.
We know. That's a nice shell. North Carolina shell.
They
do you keep it around to
beaches.
Remind you of your time in North Carolina?
Yeah, I've got a whole bag of them.
Mm.
You know, smell it. Yeah.
Mm. North Carolina like beaches are so beautiful.
They are. Beaches in general. One thing about Colorado. My biggest gripe. Put in a beach, okay?
Can we please get one installed?
Seriously.
It's ridiculous. All we have is like reservoirs filled with duck shit. Mm,
that's true.
It's like really depressing.
And dead bodies, apparently.
Yeah, dude. There's a reservoir in Colorado that...
Cherry Creek Reservoir.
Yeah. And it was found with like multiple dead bodies, supposedly. So that's really great.
Mm. Okay. And algae.
And algae. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Correct, Cindy.
Poisonous kind.
Okay, so it's going to be kind of obvious what it is, but I want you to see if you can guess the
what
specific
exactly.
type.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Let's see.
Go for it.
She knows.
I think maybe.
She knows.
I know she knows.
Is it amethyst?
No.
Oh.
It is not.
Oh.
Ooh, keep guessing.
Okay. What's another guess?
I guess I could
show it up. I'll hold it up a little bit.
I didn't see it. I can't see that far.
No, it's too small.
Sorry for crumping it.
Yeah. Crumping it. It's really fragile. Okay, I think every time I touch it, something
is
like
it kind of breaks. Selenite?
Yes.
Good job. Nice.
You said breaking.
Breaking. Like, yeah. Yep. Selenite's very breaking.
That is
beautiful.
Can feel on the bottom.
Cool? Is that from Colorado? Yeah, I got it at.
Oh, did
what
you
is
get
that
this
shop down south? What is it?
Canyon City.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, that's the town.
That's the town.
I don't know the city.
But it's
Canyon
a
city.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know what
huge.
It's like. I think it's called like. Gems. I don't know.
Gems are us.
I'll put it below in case any Coloradans want to go. But it's the biggest crystal shop in Canyon
it's
City.
It's huge, though.
It's
they
really
have
cool.
so much stuff. And it's really like
they have wheelbarrows filled with tons of
so
huge
cool.
crystals.
Ooh.
Really, really cool place.
Anyways.
All right, Sid, your turn. Okay, Sid.
Yep, close your eyes. Keep them tightly closed.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can I lift it up? Or can you lift it up just a little?
Yeah. Pickles.
I knew she figured that out in 2 seconds.
I love pickles.
Dude, they're the best. You didn't even have to like open the jar or anything. You just knew by the temperature.
She fucking knows.
I want one.
Here you go. That's why I brought them for you.
Yeah. What's your prize? Crack it open.
Well, of course, Sydney figured out the pickles in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, of course she did.
Not surprised. But that is going to be it for us today, guys. If you liked this game and you want to see us play it again, maybe with some more tricky items, maybe some like more... The cranberry sauce was good.
Thank you.
Like if
fear
I didn't
factor?
Know how much you love Thanksgiving
cranberry
and cranberry sauce,
I don't love Thanksgiving. Yeah. I just love cranberry
but
sauce.
But fear factor. Like, what can we get? Crickets?
I won't
a tarantula.
Participate. No, I'm just not kidding. Fucking playing
I wouldn't
that
do that
game.
Either.
What in the hell?
But I feel like maybe we could do some more, like, abstract items.
Abstract items.
These are like household items, and we're clearly really good at guessing.
Yeah, we are. We know each other so well. Good for us.
But that is going to be it for us for this week's episode. We will be back next week with our Sesh Miss.
We have some fun ideas, but if there's anything in particular, leave us a comment of like if you have any particular ideas. Got some stuff up our sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you have a quick sec, if you would hop over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and even if you don't listen, if you watch only, just go on there and either follow us or subscribe to us. Yep. It helps us tremendously, and we would seriously appreciate it. Really, thank you so much for those of you who take the extra step to do that, even if you only watch on YouTube.
Yeah, it makes a real big difference for us numbers wise.
Yeah.
I don't know why YouTube still just doesn't count.
No.
Well, not really. It kind of counts. It's really
kind of counts, but not really.
It's kind of like a third of a view.
Yeah, which is so bizarre because really we get a lot more views than we do, you know, listens, yeah.
Which I understand. This is pretty much a visual YouTube show.
And I'm the same way. Like, I would much rather watch a podcast than listen to it.
I always watch
but
podcasts.
Yeah, if you have a sec, go ahead and download us. We'd really appreciate it. That is it for this week. We love you all so much, and we'll see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.